But here's the thing, though. When I was looking for a woman to get married to, the main criteria that I was looking for was intelligence. I mean, that was the main thing that I was looking for. You know, because I want, you know, because I know how boring it can be to be with somebody who doesn't have any brains. Okay, and you know, here's the thing. You know, you don't just marry somebody just to look at them. You know, you're going to look at them, but you know, I didn't just sit and stare at my Hyundai Sonata. I mean, it was a beautiful car, but I'm not just going to sit there and look at it. I really want to get behind the wheel and drive it. Okay. And so, you know, you're going to do a lot of talking with your spouse. You're going to spend hundreds and thousands of hours talking and having communion and fellowship and eating meals together and talking together, making decisions and so forth. You know, that needs to be real high on the list is what's going on up here in the woman that you're thinking about getting married to. And you say, well, I know I'm kind of emphasizing it from the man's perspective. That's just because I'm a man. Okay. So obviously a lot of this stuff, you could turn it around and if you're a woman and apply it the same way. So that should be amongst the choices. And we also talked about the fact that you can't be idle about it. You can't do nothing. And look, I can honestly tell you, I did not get married when I was 19 years old by osmosis. And it did not just come to me and just fall in my lap. And there, just boom, I'm married. No, actually, if you talk to anybody who knew me back then, okay, I literally brought, in the year before I got married, from the time I turned 18 to the time I turned 19, I brought at least, and I'm not exaggerating, you can ask anybody, I brought at least 15 or so different girls to church, at least, in that final year before I got married. Just because I was constantly out, you know, meeting people, and I would bring them to church because my philosophy was always, if you know like church, I know like you, all right? You know, and I would make sure that they like my church. So I would bring them. That was kind of the first test. Was like, yeah, come to church with me and then I'll take you out to eat, okay? Because if they hated Pastor Nichols preaching, then it's not going to work. Because Pastor Nichols preached hard, you know? Sort of like another preacher that I know. But Pastor Nichols would get up and preach hard, and if they walked out of there like, what in the world? Like, what is that guy talking about? Then it's like, see ya. And so that was one of the things is that, you know, I would test that. But look, I brought like 15 different girls to church. It's like every Sunday. Every Sunday, different girl, different girl, different girl. You know, and it's not that these were all my girlfriends or that I was involved in a relationship with all these girls. It's just that I was just trying to meet people. I had a lot of hooks in the water, as it were, because the idle soul shall suffer hunger. And some of you guys wonder why you're just perpetually, perennially, you know, chronically single. It's because you're not talking to any girls. You're not meeting anybody. Well, there's no girls at our church. And then when single girls do come to our church, you don't talk to them. And not only that, but there are about 40 independent fundamental Baptist churches in the city. And if you don't want to miss a service at Faithful Word, a lot of them have services on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday nights for special revivals and things going on. And you can go visit them at that time. And also, it wouldn't kill you to miss a service on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night at Faithful Word. Visit one of these other fundamental Baptist churches if you don't think there's enough options here. Because this is kind of an important decision in your life. It's kind of an important thing. And, you know, a great place to meet your future spouse is a church. You know, and if this church or another Baptist church that's KJV and fundamental, and they're out there, my friend. But you've got to go out there and work at it. You know, and a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. You have to go out and approach women, and you can't expect them to do it. You know, you need to do it. You need to man up and get out there. And I remember my dad yelling at me when I was a kid and yelling at my brother. And, you know, he did not because he was mad. He just yelled at us a lot. But he would yell at us and say, like, he said, I'm the shyest person in the world. But he said, you know what? You just have to force yourself to just talk to girls, you know. And he would always preach to us how we needed to be out meeting girls. And, you know, we needed to. And we're like, okay, you know. And I remember he taught us and we forced ourselves and we actually said hi and met people, you know.